Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, aka the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've also shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. If you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. Now let's dive in. In this episode, I am getting real because the past 10 or 12 episodes, I've been talking about an intimate marriage, what it is, how to create it, what it isn't, the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, which I'll review for you, cultivate curiosity, embrace honesty, be kind, choose happiness, take responsibility, and seek growth. And if this is your first time listening to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to these episodes because they will flesh out your understanding of what it takes to create passion, intimacy, vulnerability that leads to deep connection. And definitely enjoy the prior podcast where I speak with my husband, Rod Stockwell, about his perspective on our intimate marriage. Now, the reason I said in this episode I'm really going to get real, that's because a lot of what I've shared are heartfelt principles, my own lived experience, and suggestions, context, tips, so that you can take what you hear and really implement it in your own relationship. And today, I'm going to talk to you about probably 4 different couples, each of whom they were not as connected as they wanted to be. They used these 6 keys to an intimate marriage and created something extraordinary and fulfilling. Now, each of these couples made this transition from their before to their after through participating in the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program. That's my signature program that I've created for you, for anyone who is in a committed relationship and wants it to be better, to expand, to amplify, to deepen, to really have more pleasure and more sovereignty, the height of uncompromising intimacy. So let me go ahead and tell you about these couples. I'm sharing it because I expect that at least in one of these couples, you're going to hear something that really resonates with your situation. And I want you to know that if you are someone who loves to learn and grow, who is ready to really know yourself better and through that be open to knowing your partner better, learning how to communicate and connecting more deeply in more private ways too, then listen up because this episode is for you. So one of the first couples to go through the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, an amazing couple. If you had just met them on the street or at a party in their backyard or one of their kids' events or in a professional context, you would have thought they had a wonderful marriage. They were totally devoted to their marriage. They smiled at one another. They checked in with one another when making plans. Everything looked really great. She was a cardiologist, fulfilled in her profession. He had this specialized tech job that I don't remember exactly what it was, but the point is that they both had a really great intellectual connection. They had been married for 22 years when I met them, and they had not had sex in 10 months. Now, they hadn't really talked about this either, except they talked about it when she first reached out to me. And so he knew she wanted to be having sex because she had been initiating and asking and being subtle and being explicit, and he pretty consistently had declined, and then she stopped asking. And in fact, he was glad because he was more the kind of person who kind of out of sight, out of mind, he just focused on other things. But she felt hurt. She's a beautiful woman, but she assumed that with aging, she was no longer attractive to him. And so she had built up this whole mythology that there was something wrong with her, or otherwise they would be having sex. And while he wasn't thinking about it or talking about it with anyone, in fact, the reason that they weren't having sex is because he loved her so much, he was super attracted to her, and he was just completely afraid of disappointing her, of not being a good lover, of losing his erection, which actually hadn't happened, but it was a fear he had. And mostly, he didn't feel confident in giving her pleasure, despite having been married for 22 years. They had 3 children. They clearly had touched one another in really beautiful, satisfying ways, but not in a while and not in 10 months. So when they came to the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, and I guided them to start with Cultivate Curiosity, it actually was kind of amazing to see, because in our first sessions, they had a kind of wide love seat. So it wasn't as broad as a couch, but there still was room for a lot of space between the two of them. But they cultivated curiosity. And in Embrace Honesty, they learned to tell the truth. And she asked him, "Are you not attracted to me anymore?" And he heard that. He was just so surprised. And he said, "Oh, babe, no. I'm totally attracted to you." And then he looked down and shared how challenged he felt. But let's be clear, that's not where it started. They cultivated curiosity. They asked one another questions about dreams and desires, and they started laughing together before getting into these conversations. And through the instructional videos, the inspirational stories of other couples, and my direct guidance in the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, really quickly, things opened up and shifted for them. I think it was about 3 weeks in that they became affectionate. They looked forward to spending time together and cuddling. And I assure you, it was long before the program was over that they were having sex again. And it wasn't that like awkward sex after a long break where, sure, we all know how to ride a bike, so we can do it even if we haven't for 10 years. But with sex, sometimes it can be kind of awkward after a long pause, and you have to warm up to one another's bodies again. Not the two of them, not in the context of the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, where they were using the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, which systematically provided more and more and more emotional connection. Because really, at the point at which I met them, even though they thought that they had a bedroom problem or a sex problem. This isn't always true, but it is very, very often true that actually what they had was a problem with emotional intimacy, with emotional connection, with learning how to be present with one another without compromise, without holding back, without codependence. And as they learned to really share more of themselves, and the emotional intimacy deepened and sparkled, well, it was a very easy, natural, uncomplicated transition into sensual intimacy, erotic intimacy, and a kind of connection that they both yearned for, that they were able to access as a result of going through the Aligned and Hot Marriage program. I actually heard from them, I think it was about 5 months ago. They were on vacation somewhere and sent a postcard, because they still are so happy, because these are tools that last a lifetime. That's what I've designed it to be. I don't want the Aligned and Hot Marriage program to just be some blip of improvement that lasts a little while and then fades. No, these are tools like learning to read. You know, I have 4 children, and it's always so tremendous when one of them learns to read, and suddenly when we're driving on the highway, instead of seeing trees and buildings and so forth, they can now read the billboards and read the company names on the sides of buildings. And once they make that transition, there is no going back. Whenever we are anywhere, they read the signs. And similarly, for this couple, now that they have learned the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, they dedicated the time to each practice and perfect their skill with it. Well, I don't want to say perfect their skill with it. While they were in the Aligned and Hot Marriage program, they became very good at it. And now in the years and years and years since, they have a certain amount of mastery. And for the rest of their lives, they have access to enhance their emotional connection and use that to slide right into erotic connections. This episode is sponsored by the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, my signature program designed for busy, educated couples who want to experience more closeness, more connection, and more passion. Go to theintimatemarriage.com for all the juicy details. Now I'm going to tell you about another couple. She was a school teacher and he had a plumbing company with, I think, about 5 employees. At the time that I first met them, when they enrolled in the Aligned and Hot Marriage program, they had 3 children. They were 7, 5, and 3 years old. The oldest 2 were girls and the youngest was a boy. And it was such an interesting situation for them, because their marriage was actually stronger than anyone else they knew, any of their friends. They were more connected and collaborative than either of their parents had been in their years growing up and since. They really had a beautiful marriage, and yet they just weren't connected in the way they had been prior to having children. So there wasn't any particular problem, but 7 years later, because they're oldest child was 7, their daughter, they just didn't feel like they were in the relationship that they had signed up for. And so she went ahead and enrolled in the Aligned and Hot Marriage program. I don't actually think she checked with him first, but she told him she was going to do it, and she did the program and then invited him to watch a bunch of different sections with her. And they did. And after just the first module, like the thing that she was craving, the kind of connection they had before becoming parents, they could feel it again. Not 24/7, they still were parenting, they still had the stressors of their jobs and family life. But when they were together, the two of them, it felt like the relationship that they had signed up for when they were dating, got engaged, and in the first few years of their marriage before having children. She actually was shocked because she didn't think it was possible. And what she ended up saying to me is that when she became a mother, even though she'd heard this before, she was a school teacher after all, but when she became a mother, the depth of love that she felt for her children was so beyond what she could have imagined. And as a result of going through the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, she accessed a depth of love in her marriage for her husband between the two of them that was so beyond what she had ever thought was possible. And again, this came through the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, through learning to be uncompromising and bringing her whole self to the relationship and inviting her husband to do the same. And actually, when she started the program, before she invited him to join her to watch, she implemented what she was learning and didn't really expect him to change, but he did, because she was changing and he responded to her differently. And he's like, babe, tell me more about that course. And so they did it together. And one of the things that she said to me after completing the program is that in the 7 months after completing the program, they made love more often than they had in the 7 years since becoming parents. And she went on to say that even though the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program isn't explicitly about sex, it created transformations in her that had her crave more closeness with her husband. So yeah, the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, it's not a sex class. It's not a have more sex class. It's a create more emotional intimacy, create more capability to have honest, vulnerable conversations, transition from being the couple who has sex to being the couple who has great conversations about sex and then has even better sex. I'm going to tell you about another couple. These are two personal growth devotees, both entrepreneurs. They had a few different businesses, one together, and then she had a business on her own. And I think he may have had two businesses because he was also a consultant. Anyway, they both worked super hard, were in service mode and entrepreneurship mode all day, every day. They lived in a beautiful condo in a major city, no children, no plans to have children anytime soon. They'd been married for 5 years. And there was a particular conflict that they had repeatedly. When things were good, it happened maybe once or twice a month. When things were intense, they could have this conflict multiple times a week. In fact, it didn't really ever finish. It just extended. And even though the topic of the conflict changed, the feeling was always the same. And the feeling on his part was that he was being disrespected and she wasn't really listening to what he was saying was important for him. And she felt taken for granted, overridden, essentially treated as an employee when it came to making decisions. And I don't even mean big decisions. I mean like which restaurant they're going to go to. I guess kind of a big decision about whether or not they were going to get another dog. But whether it was deciding between going skiing or snowboarding or which Caribbean island to vacation on or the timing of a launch in their the business they had together, like whatever it was, you know, whether it was to take their shoes off before they went in their condo or leave them in the hallway or major investment decisions, like really whatever it was, there was this thing that happened that they both were familiar with. They both felt trapped by it. They didn't realize when it was about to happen, but they knew when they were caught in it, almost like flies in a spider web, where he felt disrespected, and in feeling disrespected, he felt emasculated and angry and was very generous in expressing that anger. And she felt like an employee, like he was entitled and not honoring of this amazing woman. They weren't really sure what to do. Therapy definitely was not their style. And I met them at an entrepreneurial conference, and they looked me up and decided to enroll in the Aligned and Hot Marriage program. And I don't want to give everything away because it's too complex, but in one of the modules, there is an exercise, one of the modules in the Aligned and Hot Marriage program, there is an exercise which literally was a recipe for them to follow on exactly how to get out of this conflict, which they knew like the back of their hand. They had been in this conflict so many times. And when they used this tool in one of the middle modules of the Aligned and Hot Marriage program, they suddenly had a way out of it. This tool is really amazing because neither one of them wanted to process. They'd already processed and heard her point of view and heard his point of view and understood and, okay, we'll do it differently next time. And that really lasted until they were due for another time of getting into this conflict, meaning it really didn't work at all. But using this tool, they, first of all, when they were in this kind of dynamic, they knew how to get out of it. And of course, over time, they used this very tool to avoid even getting into this dynamic. So while they did do the Aligned and Hot Marriage program from start to finish, when they got to the module where this tool is taught, it changed their life. So I usually do a lot of talking about couples where there's disconnection, where you might be yearning for more closeness, more connection, more erotic deliciousness. But every single one of the tools that I have spoken about in the context of uncompromising intimacy and the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, every single one of them works as a way to pivot from conflict right out of it. In fact, in the most recent episode, my husband's perspective on our intimate marriage, Rod, my husband, talks about how incredible it was when we had the experience for the first time of how conflict can lead to connection. And the way that conflict leads to connection is through using the 6 keys to an intimate marriage, through using the tools that I teach in the modules of the Aligned and Hot Marriage. And I want you to have that. If you're going to have conflict, Let it serve you to bring you closer together with more self-awareness and more collaboration, and not have to go back and repeat that ever again. So this entrepreneurial couple, they are fired up. They're happy. They've learned to manage their teams better because they would each sometimes get triggered at work. But having learned how to really untangle and pivot out of conflict with one another, they became so much more skillful in all areas of their life. And it's just beautiful to see them happy and blossoming and teaching others by example. All right, I'm going to tell you about one more couple. This couple, both physicians, both working really, really hard during the beginning and the middle, and what seems to, at least for now, as of this recording, be the end of the coronavirus pandemic. It doesn't really matter what their specialties were, but let me just say that they were very much frontline workers, frontline doctors who were just immersed in levels of stress that if you were not a pandemic frontline worker, you probably can't picture what that is like. So these doctors gave their all to their work because there was no way to do it differently and be in integrity as a physician. So they gave their all to what was happening in the hospital, in the OR, and it took a toll. It took a toll in the form of all kinds of stress, headaches, not sleeping as well, anxiety, especially for one of them. But the toll it really took was in their marriage, because they each would have said that they had a good marriage, beautiful family, collaborative marriage, but they both came from families, one from a different culture, but both from families where emotions were not expressed. They were rewarded for their intellectual prowess, for their problem solving, for their ambition, for their drive. And that really was not enough during the intensity of caring for patients in the pandemic. So when they came home, they each just disconnected in different ways. He would sit and watch sports, and often when he was off, would just fall asleep in front of the TV because it was just too much to put attention on someone else, especially after the kids were in bed, like he could rally for that. But in order to really be connected with your spouse, you've got to be connected with yourself. Otherwise, it's not nourishing, and it's either superficial or it leads to irritation and resentment, or all of those. Anyway, she did not sit and watch sports, but she ate a lot more. She drank a lot more wine than she had before, and she complained more than she had. And that was her way of coping, which honestly was more effective than his, which was completely checking out. So by the time they reached out, she had cut back to her normal occasional glass of wine and was starting to work out and address her fitness level and health. And she really felt lonely in the marriage. She wanted the two of them, like they had rallied and been so supportive of one another in facing what it meant to practice medicine in the pandemic. And she really wanted them to rally and collaborate in healing from it as well and finding their way back to one another. But he was challenged. He was up for sex as a form of stress relief, but not as a form of connection, healing, and tenderness. So I did do some private coaching sessions with them, and they went through the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program. And the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program served them in the most incredible way, because as doctors, as well-educated, smart people, it was so confronting not to know how to problem solve this. And so to have some clear, simple, beautiful guidance in how to just speak with one another again, how to get past logistics, to get through the pain of what they had experienced and actually reach out and connect with one another. It was a tender, totally transformative process. They went at their own pace, and every step of the way, they grew closer together. And honestly, by the time they completed the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, it's not that they were grateful for the ways that they had suffered in their relationship, but they were so glad that it brought them to the self-awareness, connection, and access to a much deeper emotional intimacy that they accessed through the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, which now, of course, will serve them for the rest of their life should there be any other challenging thing to navigate as a culture and for them as a couple. So if you're looking to experience more closeness, more connection, more emotional intimacy, more sensual erotic intimacy, if you want to feel like you're dating again, if you want to feel like all of you is welcome in your relationship and you know how to receive your partner for all of who they are, please get yourself into the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program. It is the only place in the world where this particular flavor of education is available, where I have distilled everything to be very simple, not necessarily easy, but simple to understand and a pleasure to implement. So if you have any questions at all, you can always contact me. The link is in the show notes. I'll be happy to respond. But I created this program, the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program, to serve couples. And if you want to just feel better in your relationship with more mutual understanding, respect, fun, laughter, and joy, well, then I created the Aligned and Hot Marriage Program for you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast. If you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to alexandrastockwell.com and choose the program that's right for you.